Well, hello everybody, and welcome to this tutorial on how to fill out one of our North Star ed plans. Now, you should have received this document either in your welcome email or in another home ed package. And what an ed plan is specifically is it outlines your plans for your student over the year as to what they're going to be learning. It also is closely tied to your reimbursements and what you claim on your receipts. So you want to make sure that what you have in your ed plan is supported by your receipts and vice versa. So what you purchase needs to be included on your ed plan. Now, because we don't have a ton of time today, I have gone ahead and started to fill this out a little bit. So you will notice that some of the information has already been included, but let's just do a brief flyover of what is included in this ed plan document. So here we have the actual template where we have outlined all of the subjects that your student may be studying this year. Here we have some ideas of what you can use to fill out the template with, such as some of your resources, your instructional methods, and how you plan on evaluating your student. And down here, the learning outcomes are the 20 outcomes that the Alberta government has asked that every home educating parent or guardian has their student meet at some point in their grade 1 to grade 12 educational journey. You'll notice when your student is younger, they might meet 75 to 80% of these outcomes. And as they get older, more and more of these outcomes are easier to meet. They're very general, they're not super specific. So you'll notice there's a little bit of overlap from subject to subject. They might share outcomes. And we can definitely dive into that when we go into the actual tutorial. So, speaking of the actual tutorial, let's jump right in. So here I have started to fill out my student's name. Her name is Sally Brown. She's going into grade 8, and I've got the date where I'm filling out this ed plan. Here is where your facilitator will sign the document and where you will sign the document. You can either do this digitally or you can print it off and sign it and email that to the office, or you can take a photo and include it in your email when you submit your registration. One big thing to keep in mind is if your student is doing an online course with North Star, you want to make sure that that subject remains blank on the ed plan. So I'm pretending that Sally is taking LA8 with one of our teachers, so I'm going to go ahead and leave that part of this ed plan blank. Now, I've already gone ahead for expediency's sake and filled out math. Sally's going to be using teaching textbooks pre-algebra, so I've listed that under the resources section. And what you can do is you can think of the resources as the nouns. What are the places, the persons, the things that you're going to be accessing in order for Sally to learn math? The learning activities are all of the verbs. And then you can see that I've gone ahead and filled out the outcomes I feel that Sally will meet with math. And what I did was I just scrolled down to this list, and any that seemed to apply to math, I included. So C, use mathematics to solve problems in business, science, and daily life. We have O, she needs to demonstrate competence in using information technologies. Yeah, it's an online course. Know how to work independently and as part of a team. Mostly she'll be working independently. She needs to manage her time. She needs to demonstrate initiative, leadership, flexibility, and persistence. And you'll also see that S and T are outcomes that are also included here. Pardon me. And here under the evaluations, or evaluation section, I've included that there's going to be ongoing tests and quizzes. I've specified that there's daily assessments. Every assignment she does is marked that day. There's also informal assessment where I, as a parent, are keeping an eye on her understanding. Like, is she actually understanding the material, or do we need to repeat one of the lessons? It's good to indicate how you're going to evaluate your student and also how many times or how much. Now, if you are uncertain what to put in resources, activities, outcomes, evaluation, the latter part of this document will really help you out. Here we have listed a bunch of instructional methods and activities. Here we have a number of evaluation methods that you can use, but by no means is this exhaustive. You can absolutely go ahead and include more beyond that, and you'll see that I have done that as well. Now, I'll just pop back over here to the beginning. This is where I will put the goals or the topics that Sally will be covering in math. And I didn't th put a lot of work into this in the sense that I really had to dig deep. I just went straight onto the website and I copied and pasted off of the website all the different topics that Sally's going to be covering. So really use the websites where these resources are sold to help you fill out your ed plan, especially in terms of the topics you're going to cover and even the activities you're going to cover, because it does explain what's going on in each curriculum. So let's jump down to science now. Sally's going to be using Apologia's Exploring Creation with Physical Science. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to ask to be reimbursed for it. So I want to make sure that I include that title in my ed plan. I've gone onto the website to just see what she's going to be covering in this science curriculum. So I copied and pasted it there. She's going to be going over atomic structure, the periodic table, etc. Now, in the learning activities, I know it's a textbook study, so I'm going to include that. She's going to be filling out work pages, completing experiments, completing comprehension questions. She's going to be reading a lot, listening, and she's probably going to go on a couple of field trips. I've already filled out all of the different outcomes I think that Sally's going to be meeting. One that comes up a lot is to read for information, understanding, and enjoyment. You'll see that that's included in LA often. Science and social, that'll also be included. There's a number of outcomes that Sally's going to hit here in science, especially in grade 8. And she's going to be doing some curriculum tests, quizzes, observation projects, discussions, ongoing informal, written composition. So these curriculum tests, I might say curriculum unit tests, just to kind of indicate the frequency of it. So if it's a 5-unit curriculum, I know she's going to have 5 tests, and there might be, you know, quizzes along the way. But let's go ahead and fill out social together. So I'm going to have Sally study Canadian history. So I'm going to say that my goal for her, and again, this isn't maybe so much topical, it's more of a goal that I have for her, and it can be very individual from student to student. So I'm going to say I want her to grow in her understanding of Canadian history from life before European contact to when Nunavut was created. Sally will also review Canadian geography. And I don't believe that that should be capitalized. So then the resources she's going to be using is Donna Ward's Courage and Conquest. I'm also going to have her do geography, province to province. And then I thought it would be great if she did some reading on historical figures or accounts from that time. So there's this wonderful My Canada series, and it just is written from kids' perspective from that time in history or throughout Canadian history. And that might be a fun way for her to also dig deep into these historical events. So I'm just going to say My Canada series, and I'll include that in my purchases. And now I need to think about, okay, well, how is Sally going to go ahead and learn this Canadian history? Well, she's going to do some textbook studies. She's going to be doing reading of this textbook. She's going to be discussing things at home with me. I'm going to have her fill out some comprehension questions that are included in the textbook. She's going to be using media and internet resources, because I'm going to have her do a research project, I think. She's going to be deliver a formal presentation, maybe on a historical figure. She's going to be doing some essay writing. And I'm also going to have her go on a field trip, maybe to a local museum or Fort Edmonton, something like that. Now, I'm going to scroll down to the outcomes, and I'm going to scan this list, and any that I feel would apply to social studies, I'm going to include. So she's going to be reading for understanding, information, and enjoyment. So I'm going to include that. She's going to be doing some writing. So I'm going to have her write and speak clearly, accurately, and appropriately for the context. Let's see. She's going to be doing F, know the history and geography of Canada and have a general understanding of world history and geography. Yep. Let's see. I understand Canada's political, social, and economic systems. I don't know that she's going to be covering that so much. It's more historical in focus. But she'll be respecting the cultural diversity and common values of Canada. So you can see how you just go bit by bit, and knowing what the curriculum is covering will help you understand what outcomes you can include in the ed plan. And again, these last four or five are pretty applicable to just about every subject. So I've gone ahead and kind of wrote these down in advance so that I can fill this out quickly for your sake. Well, that's a Q, R, S, T. And then she's going to be completing curriculum and tests. She's going to be doing discussions, informal observation. Let's see, she's going to be doing written or writing responses and project completion. Might be part of that. Okay, so that was a very quick little tutorial, but I think it will really help guide you in filling out the ed plan. Of course, if you have any struggles, please reach out to your facilitator or someone in the office, and they can definitely help you out. And I just really hope that you enjoy planning. I enjoy the planning process and just envisioning what next year will look like and all the exciting things we get to learn. And there's so many great curriculums out there that we as homeschoolers get to access. And I just really hope that you enjoy the process as well. And I hope you have a fabulous day. And don't forget that when this is all done, you can go ahead and attach it to your registration and send it into the office. If you want, you can go ahead and delete the latter portions here that aren't applicable to the actual your actual ed plan. You can go ahead and delete those because all we need at the office is the template. And make sure that you email it off and have fun planning. And we can't wait to see you have another successful year. Take care.